stop. All right, let's start this thing.
Call. Are you ready?
No, you're fine. It's not, you just keep on working. It's not an executive session. It won't take very long at all.
I think you got it broadcast.
Oh.
Call our meeting to order. All right. Road and bridge standards.
We're here to talk about some adjustments that you asked me to make.
Yep.
I can go over those.
Please.
The adjustments you asked me to make were on the title page, front page, add a version number. So I added the year, version number 1.0, and date.
Good.
Next, you asked me to talk about some private developments, private streets, or gated communities. Private streets in gated or private communities are encouraged to construct their roadway infrastructure to the same design requirements and specifications as the public improvements. If these communities are not built to these standards, they will not be taken into the county maintenance program. We're talking about substandard widths, substandard asphalt sections, substandard concrete.
Is that how we worded it, or would you say that may not? Is that say will not or may not? Change will not to may not, and I'm fine with that. That way it gives us an option if we so choose to.
If these communities are not built to these standards, they may not be taken into the county maintenance system.
Oh, because that opens the can of worms. Why have standards? What do you think, Danny?
Why did we make that change? What was our thinking?
Because if you're a gated community,
right?
Yeah.
And you have, and they like the zero lot line subdivisions, we would still require them to have the same street widths, if even if they have no intention of ever being taken into the.
Oops, I'm sorry. Like Mr. Wolf stated the other night, this new development, they're going to be built to 26 foot standards. And he says initially they don't plan for the county to take any maintenance over them, but once the homeowners association, if and when it does go away, the residents have the right to come forward to the commission and ask for it to be taken into the county maintenance program.
But, like on that development, they don't have, that's not a gated community. I mean, they're not, planning zoning is not going to let them set it up where they have an option, are they? That would happen.
No, that falls under, you're correct. That's not a gated or private community. That falls under our normal communities.
But if you had a development that was gated.
Like the Fall Creek.
Fountain to Fall Creek.
That's a gated community. The widths are not to our standards. They're not, the developer says.
It'll never be a
road. It's fine. Of course, he won't be living there most likely 20 years, 10 years from now, or even 5 years from now.
So if we say what we say.
If these communities are not built to these standards, they may not be taken into the county maintenance program.
It's easier language than shall not.
It gives you flexibility to go either way.
I'm okay, I guess.
Were you okay with the other way too, though?
I don't think. I'm thinking that a county commission, this one or the next one, can overrule that.
Listen, I'm fine with may not if you're fine with may
I'm
not.
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Okay, next.
You asked me to add some language in regards to Taney County Commission being involved with the variance of minimum standards. So we're talking about design variances presented to and approved by Taney County prior to plat approval. This approval must be done by Road and Bridge Department and Taney County Commission. Basically added the verbiage, Taney County Commission must be involved in the approval process for any variances to these standards.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Roundabouts. You brought that up towards the end.
Just asked if we had anything about
roundabouts. We don't, but I think we should.
Okay.
So here's what I came up with. Roundabouts. Headline was roundabouts. Shall be permitted on a case-by-case basis. Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator and the Taney County Commission must make final approval on all roundabouts. Design criteria and specifications must be reviewed for each proposed locations. Public hearings may be required for various locations.
Great.
Who's going to review it? You say that it must be reviewed.
By commission and the Road and Bridge Superintendent.
Okay. To be approved, commission reviewed by myself, and I would make you guys abreast that somebody's potentially putting in a roundabout. So I would be looking at geometry,
I guess what I was asking was, are we asking for an engineer to review it, or just...
Possibly, if it gets complicated.
I mean, that could language, always add that.
I think the language is pretty loose.
Yeah,
into that.
Okay, I'm happy.
It's pretty loose in that they have to provide roundabout. You can say, you got to give me some engineering drawings.
Which would happen, yeah. There's,
right.
We're calling for engineered drawings on
everything
all
else.
Of our construction
yeah.
details in here. The next thing you asked for was an inspection clause in here. We have half a page of inspection clauses that runs from the beginning of the construction project to the end.
Saying what's the premise of the whole thing? Is that we will require it or we may require it?
It will be required.
Okay.
We have the right. Basically, it gives it gives us the right to inspect any portion of their construction.
Okay.
Not saying we will, because that ties us to...
Where'd you get your verbiage?
General language from other standards throughout Midwestern United States. We talked about bonding a little bit the other day.
Yep.
I already have a bonding paragraph in here.
Okay.
And then additionally I added, we did not have a signature block page. I'd like to add a signature block page for approval of Taney County Commission, such and such date.
I move that we accept the road and bridge road standards. I guess do we say this version and all future versions as a policy or ordinance? How would we tie that in there?
I'd say I think your idea of a proposal or the
version
number.
Version 1.0.
Yep. Version 2009 version 1.0.
And as a living document.
Right. We'll have the next version to approve, so.
Taking effect today?
Immediately.
How does it address the roads that I had concerns with on widths that are in eastern Taney County that are already existing? I mean, is this all new construction?
This is all for new construction.
New construction.
All new construction.
Got enough info for a motion there?
Yeah, thank you. Can we read that?
Yeah, would you?
Jeff Strophas moved that we accept the road standards 2009 version 1.0 as a living document taking effect immediately.
I understand what living document is, but is that...
It doesn't really need to be in there because it's version 1.0. When we make a change, it's going to go to 1.1, and we'll have to reapprove that one.
We can change it tomorrow.
We want to, and just make it 1.1. Yep.
Okay, I'd like to leave living.
The only reason I like living is because if there's anything in there that we have that comes before us that the commission can change, we can change it.
Yep. But we don't have to have that. I mean, we can change it. We just read.
Want to make sure.
I just want to make sure.
I gave you my word that I'll change.
Let's leave the word. Let's just leave it in there, and that way. Is there a different word than living document?
Working is common.
Document?
Yeah. Working is a common phrase for that.
Ooh, no, that means it's not permanent.
Right, or not final.
My concern is that somebody that reads that's not been around this might take it as...
Let me change the motion to...
Not a standard.
To 1.0, after 1.0, put it noting that any future changes will result in version changes.
Revisions can be applied at any time by the county commission. Something like that.
Subject to be amended?
How about subject to be amended?
And if it's too hard, I don't care. Living document. I mean,
I know what you're trying to say. I'm just trying to get there.
I'm tickled just to have some.
What do you got? Subject to be amended at any time by the county commission?
I
can put that in there, too. No, just take everything
out. That's fine. I've
got Jim Strathis moved that we accept the road standards 2009 version 1, noting that any future changes will result in version change.
Now, take all that. Just put at the end of version 1.0, subject to any amendment, any future amendments.
Okay. On planning and zoning, you have to go through the planning and zoning commission. They make us a recommendation, and we can amend it at any time.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go through that. Mm. And we don't want to do
we wouldn't do that. The county commission is. So how do you say that in just a sentence that says any amendments?
Any amendments, any changes subject to amendment must be approved by Taney County Commission.
There you go. That's what you want, where you can change it.
That lets you know that there's a potential for amendments.
There's the potential.
Any amendments finalized by county commission.
Yep.
Okay. I'm tabled. Second.
Aye.
Opposed? In favor? Abstain?
Aye.
Can I ask for recess?
2 years today, and my anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Who took you out to lunch?
The office. Yeah. When I was first hired here, you said this was one of the priorities.
Let's have a review because I'm not very pleased with his performance.
Don't think we better go into that.
You really want to bring that one up?
Not with, no.
Thank you.